Hachette Audio presents The Edge, written by David Baldacci, read by Zachary Weber, with Aaron Cottrell, Will Collier, Aaron Bennett, and Tiffany Smith, featuring a sample from The 620 Man. Chapter 1. Passenger train travel was not known to be particularly dangerous, especially in Europe, where the machines soared like the wind on rigorously sculpted rails that translated to silky smooth rides. There were many departures a day between Geneva and Milan, operated by several railway companies. One could travel early in the morning or later at night. The trains ran at a maximum speed of 200 kilometers per hour, while their passengers napped, worked, binged shows on streaming platforms, or ate and drank in considerable comfort. This particular ride was a bullet-nosed silver Astoro tilt train operated by Trenitalia. None of the 100-plus passengers was contemplating dying today, except for one. As far as Travis Devine was concerned, this ride was fraught with peril of the kind that would not send you to a hospital, but rather a half dozen feet into the cold earth. The source of the danger had nothing to do with the train. It had been ferreted out by his well-honed situational awareness, which had led him to conclude that his life was in imminent jeopardy. The trip from Geneva to Milan contained beautiful scenery. The soaring, snow-capped Swiss Alps, the lush, verdant valleys, immaculate, aromatic vineyards, two pristine lakes, and the quaint, picturesque villages of Europe ladled in between the two venerable cities. Devine cared nothing about this as he sat in his first-class seat, upholstered in brown leather, staring at seemingly nothing, while actually taking in everything inside the train car. And there was a lot to observe. Devine checked his watch. On some trains, this trip could take 5 hours and a quarter, but he was on an express ride that would do it in just under 4. He had 90 minutes of that trip left, and maybe that same number of ticks to live. Devine would have preferred a packed train car, but his tight escape from Geneva had not allowed for any latitude on the travel time, and this early in the morning there were only 3 other passengers in the first-class car. The attendants had already been through checking tickets. Despite this being first class, food was not served at the seat, but there was a dining car between the first and second class sections. The attendants were now off some
sample complete. Ready to continue?